Would you like to see my May 2017 income, expense, and profit report for my business at jerrybanfield.com? First, I'd like to thank you for the best month I've had in a year. It's been challenging for me with my business. I've been bleeding money and using up all my savings. I'm extremely grateful. This is the most profit I've made since June 2016. So it's May 2017. $15,000 and $15,589,000 net income. I'm extremely grateful for that because this is the first month in a long time that after the IRS takes about $5,000 in tax, I'll actually have made enough profit to pay my bills, to pay all my debt payments, to pay for health insurance for my family, student loans, car payment, rent, and my most luxurious expense, I get a massage once a week, and I buy the already cut up fruits from the grocery store instead of cutting them up myself. Thank you very much for an amazing month at jerrybanfield.com. I'll show you here exactly how the income came in. I'll show you the exact expenses here because it's good for me to be transparent in my business. And I hope it's useful for you to see the inside of my business now, which I've had almost 6 years online. Thank you for being a part of it. There's two main expenses, as you'll see. I'll break these down individually. Contract labor is where I'm paying to get help doing things in my business, and advertising is where I'm spending money to make money, essentially. These two expenses went up significantly, but what you might notice if you've watched all of my previous income reports over the last year, I've actually been working to get my expenses down a lot lower over the last few months, even though there have been months in the past year where I made the same or more actual income. This month, I spent $10,000 instead of some other months when I made a comparable amount of income, I spent more. The trick is to get a good combination of income and expenses because the net income or profit, this is where the true income of my business is. The actual money I get in the door, it matters how much is actually left after I spend all my money. So how did I make $26,000? And to be fair, I didn't make it. We made this together. Even if you personally didn't spend anything, the time you spend watching videos, the likes, the comments you make, the shares, you've personally helped all of us collectively to make this opportunity together. And I hope to be of service to you to making enough income so that you can essentially live how I do if you want to. I get to do whatever I want every day. And while sometimes I want to do so many things, it literally makes me cry. I'm like, I want to just do all these things. How can I possibly do all these things? So thank you for the opportunity to have the freedom today in my life to do this. I'll show you exactly how the income and expenses came in. So what I've got for you here, I've got spreadsheets breaking down everything because I think this will be easier than the way I've been doing it. So here's the income spreadsheet, first of all. Let's move my head over here and we'll hide the search bar here. So this is the income. Now, the majority of the income came in through these PayPal and Stripe transfers. So $18,498 out of the $26,000 total came in through PayPal and Stripe. So where did I actually get these PayPal and Stripe transactions? Well, this month, I'm grateful that I launched the University of Jerry Banfield. It's at u.jerrybanfield.com. The single best way I've ever earned income online, although Steemit is starting to challenge that, the single best way I've ever earned income online so far is teaching online courses. If you'd like to see exactly how I'm setting up my new Thinkific school, which has given me the ability to be of better service to you, and this, I would assume, is part of the reason why so much more monies came in. In the very first month of my Thinkific school, $12,249 in income, which is incredible because over $127 a month subscriptions account for that income, plus $297 purchases for the all courses bundle for life. Absolutely incredible. So you can see both of these over here, the all courses for life. Then I have an all access monthly plan. If you'd like to take my courses, would you please subscribe to the all access monthly plan? Because this gives you all the courses, one simple subscription. And there's no more sales then. You just get to watch all the videos you want to from me every month. And this helps me to know. I can see how many subscribers I have. For the first time in a long time in my business, I can kind of predict my income. So the launch of the University of Jerry Banfield has, using Thinkific, which I show exactly the first month of how I set it up in this Teach Full Time Online with Thinkific course. If you'd like to see that, I recommend subscribe and then watch this Teach Full Time Online with Thinkific. The number one selling course was this number one cryptocurrency investment opportunity. I did something new with this course. I filmed a very timely course on all the tutorials I'd made from my YouTube channel. So I filmed a bunch of cryptocurrency tutorials on my YouTube channel, and then I released a course that, before I promoted it publicly on my YouTube channel, showed steemit.com, which I think today is one of the most amazing opportunities I've ever seen online. And this is the second biggest way I got new income coming in this month, with all of our amazing collaboration on Steemit. When you see each of these posts are dollar amounts, I'm getting paid for having made a blog post. This is absolutely incredible. So I put up to sell these courses. I put up a lot of free YouTube tutorials for months on cryptocurrencies. Then I offered in this cryptocurrency investment opportunity, I offered to say exactly which currency I was investing in the course privately before I shared it publicly. What this did, this gave you the chance to buy this cryptocurrency, Steem, at anywhere from $1.20 to 87 or 75 cents. So if you took my course as soon as I launched it over here, then you literally could have doubled or tripled your money already in less than a month. I came out with the course May 21st, 2017. If you took the course right away and started buying Steem, as several people online on my YouTube channel have said they did, you could have made thousands of dollars. And I think there's still at least five times as much more up potential in the price. If you'd like to see fully about Steemit, would you please subscribe or get the all courses bundle and watch this number one cryptocurrency investment opportunity course. So this course especially made the majority of the sales and attracted the majority of the subscriptions. However, students are enrolling in courses all over the place, so I'm extremely grateful for that. The funnel, you might say, I put up lots of free YouTube videos and then started promoting the University of Jerry Banfield actively on YouTube. And that's how most of the money came in. I'll also show you, I've got Skillshare stats over here that I can show you. So I also made a good income from Skillshare, even though, and because the month before I was going all out on Skillshare, I've now decided to essentially, I'm going to keep putting some of my new courses up on Skillshare, but for example, I can't put all of my new courses like this Teach Full Time Online with Thinkific. I can't put that on Skillshare. It's not allowed. So I'll put some of my new courses on Skillshare, and I got a good income from Skillshare last month. They paid out $2,700 via PayPal for referrals and royalties. But I won't be making nearly as many referrals anymore on Skillshare, because why send people to Skillshare when I have the University of Jerry Banfield now? I'm also very grateful for everyone on Patreon.com who made a pledge there. I got a new client last month, and a lifetime purchase of a partner bundle. Those added in thousands of dollars as well. So the Stripe transfers, about 3,000 of those were from Patreon last month. I'm extremely grateful for this income, which gives me the chance to continue being here with you. Although I suppose everything has its ups and downs. If you stopped helping me to be here with you with everything you do, then I'd have more time to do something else. So I enjoy doing this. I love doing this. At the same time, I expect I could love doing other things as well, too. Well, what does all that mean, Jerry? I don't even know what you're talking about now. Well, me either. So it makes two of us. So that's the majority of my income there. Our income, really, because I didn't make this by myself. This is really our income. Now, you might say, well, I'm not getting to spend it. Well, you've contributed to me getting it, and I'm then spending it back out and taking every action I can to assist you in making more income as well. So this is really our income. I don't get to hold on to this forever and die with it and take it to heaven. I mean, it's just numbers on a spreadsheet. So this, the second largest individual payment here was from Stack Social via Stack Commerce. So Stack Social has been selling my courses for months now, I guess even a year. Stack Social has been an outstanding opportunity. I might need to open a new window over here. I didn't think to sign in. So I'll show you the Stack Skills interface really quick if you'd like. I'll sign in to Stack Commerce and show you the sales in here too. So if I look, I'm pulling up on the window over here. I'll bring it up in April. I think I got paid for April. No, I might have got paid for March. There we go. It's $4,000. What did the payment say on that? I try and have fun because if I'm too uptight, it's not as much fun. So let's have some fun. This beat is sick. Don't sing, Jerry. Do sing. Don't sing. Do sing. Don't sing. I don't know. So here's the Stack Commerce earnings, $4,100. Your head's in the way. Okay. $4,175 over here. This biggest selling thing was the social media marketing in 2017 bundle. While Stack Commerce has opportunity to make sales, it's also, and it's less competitive because it's not as easy to get on. They have to kind of invite you to put your courses up there. So if you make courses on your own website or another third-party website, that can help you get invited to Stack Commerce. As far as I know, though, you can't just apply to teach on there. So I've got that, the social media marketing bundle made about half. And then you'll see technical courses here made the rest. AdWords course, Linux course that I did with Ehrman, White Hat Hacker with Ehrman, Facebook course, video course. And then mostly, although I did make one sale on Genius in 21 days. So mostly technical skills are what rocks on Stack Commerce. That's how the majority of the income came in. So most all of this is related to my online teaching business, so to speak. Online teaching and all the courses and things I've shown you. That's the basic description of my business, which I appreciate you being here for. Now, I also had income from YouTube, although it took a drastic plunge. YouTube, I get ad revenue now. It's up a lot from the months before. YouTube had some big scandal. The income took this drastic plunge. So the YouTube income was down to about half what it usually is. Thank you if you bought any of my books on Audible, $806 from Audible on the book sales. If I go to my homepage and show you the books, I've got 9 books now on Audible. I'm very grateful. About half of the book sales came from the you or the viewers alongside you buying one of my books as the first book. If I love Audible, I think I've got about 200 books on Audible. I listen on my iPhone every day when I take a walk, when I'm in the when I'm in the shower. No, that's explicit. I won't describe why I'm listening. Anyway, sometimes I listen in the shower, but usually. So I need to shave sometimes in the shower, so you can put that together. So I listen to an audiobook, but usually I listen to it while I'm walking my dogs and sitting on the couch, especially if I'm sick, an audiobook. I was thinking of this Grover book I was just reading about. There's a monster at the end of this book, and he says, oh, I'm so embarrassed. That qualifies me. I'm not going to edit this because that might be the best part of this video, which that you got to leave the life in your creative content, or it really bores, even if it's more descriptive and shorter. There we go. So long story short, thank you. These are the audiobooks I have. I personally think Speaker Meeting 2017 is the one you might like the most. And if you, I love Audible. I've got over 200 audio books. If you buy my book as the first book you buy as a part of a subscription, I get $50. I'm extremely grateful for that. I think there were 6 or 8 of you last month that bought my book as the first one on Audible. That's awesome. So I'm very grateful for that. Now, I still had my Dash Masternode last month that made about $300, but I sold the Dash Masternode. Now, that does not count in my business income. That counts in capital gains, which I have to put on my personal taxes. So I realize it's ridiculous making a $70,000 profit that's not listed here, but according to the taxes, that goes to my capital gain. So if you watched 15 minutes into this, wow, and he does this, he's all excited about this profit. And yes, I made like 60 plus thousand in capital gains selling my Dash Masternode. I invested about 30,000 into Steemit. And now if I sold, if I could even sell all my Steemit right now, it'd be worth about 60 plus thousand. However, until I sell it, I don't have to pay taxes on the gains because it could go down and then I'd be only be able to sell it for less later, or it could go up. Wow, Jerry, what a tangent. It's 15 minutes, 16 minutes. I haven't even got through the income. Nice. Well, I hope you were here for the long version. So I won't be getting any Dash Masternode reward payments unless they just hand me one out. Now, I've also got these Amazon payments. So I've got all these, I've got a bunch of these Amazon payments. So some of these Amazon payments are for video on demand. Some of these are for books. Some of these are for CreateSpace. They pay it out by every single country. It's a bit obnoxious in the accounting because it's like, really, Amazon, did we need all of these individual payments here to account for everything? So Amazon sends a whole lot of different payments. It looks like I had some higher video on demand payments than usual. Oh, there's also a Stripe one in there too. So now all these, then, these are Amazon payments for books, for CreateSpace, and for Video Direct. Now I've also over here got, I've got these Steemit rewards on here. So I got $500 in Steemit rewards. Now I'm extremely excited about the Steemit rewards. This is one of the, it looks like Steemit is actually going to be one of my biggest sources of income. As you can see live, it looks like Steemit is going to be one of my single largest sources of income, which is absolutely incredible, which is why I encourage you to join me on Steemit. This is an absolutely amazing opportunity. So thank you. There, that finally concludes the income section. The expenses should be fairly quick this month. So let's start with the contract labor. Did I show you the whole PDF or did I close that? Here's the whole thing. All right. So these are the rest of my expense. So that's how all the income came in. Oh, the little light I have over here died. Now I've got a little artifact over here. Oh, well. We press on. So I've the main expense was advertising. I'll show you how that breaks down. The second big expense was contract labor. I pay for help so that I can do essentially, so that I can get help with all these things I try and do. And then I rented, am still renting, buying to rent, however it works, my Mac Pro here for $314 a month. Yes, I realized if I'd have just laid out the cash, could have saved a whole lot of money there. So I'm renting it anyway. Office expenses, I don't remember what that was, but these are smaller expenses. This is for the utilities here. Now I'm curious as to what that office expense was. Let's go take a look at that office expense. What was that? Ah, it had PayPal. These actually should be classified as advertising. So it defaults to putting PayPal in the office supplies postage, but really that PayPal expense should be advertising because that was paid for a sponsorship on a Facebook contest with one of my mastermind members. And then the GoDaddy Evernote helps. That is actually office supplies. PayPal Payment Pro. And I would imagine this was, I don't even remember that off the top of my head, but what is that? Let me take a look at that up here just in case it dimes out someone's personal. Yes, that was a payment. That should be a contract labor payment as well on PayPal. So There, I actually had a couple of miscategorized payments. I'm like, and there's no way it's $451 in office expenses there. So those have been fixed now. The advertising and contract labor expenses are slightly higher. Evernote premium and PayPal payments for office expenses. Other business expenses, YouTube Red and Dropbox. YouTube Red saves me time, so I don't have to waste time watching ads on YouTube while I'm doing research. Extremely helpful. And then utilities down here for my internet. 75% of my internet bill, which is high. It's like $300 a month. I don't write off all of it, so I can sleep better at night. And you're like, I can't even see that. Okay. So there, $302 for utilities, $55 for other business, $107 for office expenses. Now I'll wrap this up by showing you the two biggest single expense categories. So the two biggest single expense categories, I'll go over here. Here we go. So contract labor is really simple. My friend Michel Girard, I pay him to help get my Steemit posts written. I do videos mainly. Then I get a transcription of the video, and then Michelle, he cleans up the transcription of the video, takes pictures to make it a nice, beautiful blog post, links things where relevant, and then gives me a copy and paste blog post I can then put up to Steemit that uses my original video that has my words and voice in it, but that's edited for the optimal user experience for you. This allows me in an hour, I can make a really in-depth blog post through doing a video, whereas if I tried to write that post, it'd take 2 or 3 hours. So Michelle does that. He also is now doing customer service for the University of Jerry Banfield. If you have a problem, Michelle has all the permissions to handle everything, to give you refunds, to unenroll you from courses or whatever you need help with. Michelle also answers questions there as well. Michelle does a couple of his own marketing. He retweets for me sometimes. And he writes other posts to get traffic. So I'm extremely grateful for Michelle's service. I met Michelle on Udemy when I was teaching on there. He just did a good job answering questions. And he just kept answering questions over and over again. And now I think Michelle's got more than $10,000 this year in contract labor payments. And where he lives, that's a very good value for him and his cost of living. So I'm extremely grateful for Michelle's service. The other big expense in contract labor is this Go Transcript. This is what I use to get my transcriptions done because it's only 70 something cents a minute or so, and they are consistently reliable, give me good transcripts back. Michelle also gets an affiliate commission on everything I spend there, so that works out good for him too. And that's all these. So, and then I did a couple other contractors as well. Now, these are my advertising expenses. Thinkific.com, I paid for a year on the business plan. In June, I then upgraded to the advanced plan, so there'll be another big expense for that in June. On Amazon, my friend and business partner, Thomas George, inspired me to upgrade my camera so that I can film. I've got a new camera over here that so far has been really positive feedback on the new camera. And I've got this, he encouraged me to get this tripod stand for it too. So if you see a video where I'm out somewhere, this expense, an advertising expense to get me a camera that can make some much higher quality YouTube videos while I'm not in the studio. Thank you for your feedback on that. Now, these are pretty straightforward. I spent mostly remarketing ads on Google. So mostly ads, if you've already watched a video on Google, I spent $1,500 trying to show you additional videos, which then helps me rank videos higher, which helps me build a deeper relationship with you. On Facebook, this was the previous month's charge. Most of it still for that old Dash Masternode campaign, which finished up in April. Now, Zapier.com and ActiveCampaign, these are two expenses that have come. The downside of having all these sales is that I'm like, well, now I need email marketing. Well, now I need email marketing. Long story short. So I now have email marketing. And I'm grateful I have another email list after I've deleted two, at least. And now I've got another email list. If you sign up on the University of Jerry Banfield, if you'd like to receive my emails, would you sign up? If you just create an account, you'll be on my email list. And then you'll get emails based on which courses you enroll in. And I've even got able to set the emails up on ActiveCampaign. So if you go through and subscribe, if you get the All Courses for Life or the All Access Monthly Bundle, then I won't try and sell you on any course. I'll just inform you, hey, this is a new course out here. So that you won't get any of the like sales pitches, essentially. It's just, here's a link to a new course when it's out. Now, if you take a free coupon somewhere, then you get all the sales pitches as to why you should upgrade to being a subscriber or the All Courses bundle or to just buy an individual course. So I've got email marketing, just the initial expense with it was, where'd that go? $499. I think I've already paid another $350 because of the size of the list. And I also then needed a Zapier plan, which I'm already going to blow through. I'm probably going to have to upgrade. Now, I pay annually on these to get the very lowest price because you save like 10% or 12, you get a month free. So I pay annually. The nice thing about that is when I have a big month of profit, I can just upgrade annually. Then I don't have those higher monthly expenses. When the income's high, I also shell out the expenses. So I probably at this rate, I'm going to have to upgrade to Zapier and to the Professional Plus soon and then to the infrastructure, which that'll set me back probably several more thousand. Same thing on ActiveCampaign, but it should allow me to take my university up to 100 plus thousand students and to do really good automated email marketing in the process. I hope, wow, this went a lot longer than I thought. So I hope this has been a deeper, more comprehensive picture than you'd ever have wanted. Thank you very much for watching this nearly 30 minute video. If you'd like me to keep doing these, would you please leave a like on this to encourage me to keep doing these each month with you, showing the progress I make in my business, showing you the help you've given me, and showing you the inside of my business income and expenses. Would you please leave a dislike if you just hate this video and think I need to change things up? Either don't do these, shorten it, whatever. That'll encourage me to try and adjust the format a bit. I love you. You're awesome. Thank you for watching this, and I'll hope to see you again soon.